USA News, I'm Tim Berg. It's going to be days before many Southwest Airlines travelers get to their destinations. Meantime, Southwest CEO is apologizing, saying they're doing everything they can to return to a normal operation.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
This as Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells ABC's Good Morning America, what's happening at Southwest certainly has the eye of the government.
As a watchdog, we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to have to take a deeper look at what's going on with their scheduling systems.
According to FlightAware, there have been just over 4,400 flight cancellations on Wednesday. Recovery efforts continue in western New York after a deadly winter storm hit over the Christmas weekend, killing at least 34 people. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says police will make arrests related to winter storm break-ins.
We have experienced looting in the city of Buffalo that we are taking extremely seriously. The Buffalo Police Department has established an anti-looting detail.
Flooding also a concern as the snow begins to melt. Folks on the West Coast from California up through Washington are being hit with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow this week. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout Wednesday. The storms have already resulted in a large number of power outages, and flash flooding remains a concern. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free ex-Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison. Today marks 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Recovery efforts continue in western New York after a deadly winter storm hit over the weekend, killing at least 34 people. Erie County Sheriff John Garcia says although there's been reports of looting, most people in the region are behaving.
There is looting, and it's despicable, and it's taken away resources from City of Buffalo Police that could be going around, and as the county executive said, with the National Guard, checking on people and seeing how they're doing. But you know, there's always going to be those opportunistic criminals.
Pope Francis has a special request for Catholics around the world.
Pope Francis is asking for prayers for former Pope Benedict XVI, saying his predecessor is very sick. Francis made the surprise appeal today at the end of his general audience. The 95-year-old Benedict resigned in 2013. He was the first pope to do so in about 600 years. He's been living in the Vatican in a guest house ever since then. I'm Lance Pry.
Some Texas border Republicans are breathing a sigh of relief after news Title 42 stays for now. It's a public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations of illegal immigrants.
Title 42 is going to remain in place at least for a couple months more.
Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz there. She adds President Biden should visit the border in her district to see why a long-term solution is needed to slow the pace of illegal immigration. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.